the only one praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
This is Jeff Gaffney, and welcome to Everyday Faith, a show dedicated to the conversation about how can we have faith or increase our faith every day, and not just on Sundays. How can we live out our faith while running businesses or working full-time or going to school or parenting full-time or whatever you're doing or whatever season of life you find yourself in? If you find yourself curious about faith or searching for faith, or maybe your faith is running low and you're in need of a faith boost, this next 30 minutes is exactly for you. Well, why do we want to have a conversation about faith? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Well, the next question is, what is faith? Hebrews chapter 11 again, verse 1 says, faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. And finally, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight or appearance. This is Everyday Faith, and today on the show we have my good friends Lou and Janet Santini. We're going to talk today about Jeffrey's story. Jeffrey is their son who passed away from cancer 10 years ago at age 16. We're going to talk about what happens to your faith during the hardest part of your life. Does God actually show up when you're devastated and brokenhearted? Lou and Janet Santini have agreed to share their journey in honor of their son Jeffrey. And for anyone listening who is going through an illness or has a loved one with an illness or is grieving from a loss or a broken heart, Jeffrey's story and the Santini family story is both inspiring and encouraging. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back in just a moment with Jeffrey's story. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Fluvanna County is hosting an Earth Day event on April 26th from 10 a.m. until 2 in the afternoon in Pleasant Grove Park in Palmyra. The 65th Annual Dogwood Festival is going on now at McIntyre Park, and the Grand Feature Parade will be on April 26th. The DEA's National Drug Take Back Initiative is being held again this year at the Gordonsville Pharmacy in Gordonsville. You are asked to bring your unused, unwanted, and outdated prescriptions for disposal on April 26th from 10 until 2. And the Charlottesville Albemarle Regional Jail will be hosting its fifth annual golf tournament on Thursday, May 22nd at the Lake Monticello Golf Course. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our concerts events calendar at wchv.com.
How's your lunch?
Good, Dad, but not as good as the sandwiches you used to make.
Really?
Sure. Remember how you'd melt the cheese first and dry the pickles on a paper towel so they didn't make the bread soggy? Oh, and then you'd cut it into four pieces with no crust?
I did all that.
Geez, Dad, how would anyone forget something like that?
You never know which moments will be the ones they'll remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Bill Howard, and 20 years ago after my father died from Alzheimer's disease, I started a golf tournament to benefit the Alzheimer's Association. The 16th annual Bill Howard Golf Tournament is May 1st at Birdwood, and the Derby Party and Silent Auction featuring Big Ray and the Cool Cats is May 2nd at the Omni Hotel. We've raised close to $1 million for the Alzheimer's Association to provide the programs and services families need when a loved one is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Call 973-6122 to take part in this Charlottesville tradition.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us today on the show, we have Lou and Janet Santini, real good friends of mine. We're going to talk about Jeffrey's story. And Lou, I'd like to start with you. And if I could, sort of, let's pick up the story of your son, Jeffrey, and his life kind of in the early teenage years. I was a neighbor of yours, and I remember Jeffrey as a young man who was both extremely bright, almost genius, I would say, and extremely athletic. So you're at this point in your life where you have three kids, a wonderful wife, you're living the dream, and take us to kind of what happened with Jeffrey's story.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Actually, everything was almost too good at that point. Life was just rolling along almost perfect. Wonderful kids, doing all the right things, and I thought I was in control of life, and I could control what happened with the family and the kids. And as you said, Jeff, he was an exceptional kid. He was bright. He was good-looking, athletic. Everybody liked him. Nice kid, just rolling along. And then we got the news. So this was the spring of 03. After several soccer games, Jeff was knee was hurting, said he wanted to cut it off. We went to the doctors and got the diagnosis of a rare form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So started aggressive cancer treatment, chemo right then, 6 months, went into remission. We were very hopeful. The docs were hopeful. And then before you know it, it came right back. So had a relapse, changed course, and went downhill after that. So this was about a year 03 to 04. Jeff was 15 at the time, passed away in 04, April, tomorrow, April 18. And it was the worst year of my life, and in many strange ways, it was the best year. You know, you may ask, how could it be the best year? It was the year where I discovered what unconditional love really was, pure, unadulterated, unconditional love between our family, between Jeff. And it was the year that I found God. And it's not that I didn't have faith before that point, but it was just one component of my life. And this year of living with cancer with Jeff, and my story is just totally intertwined with living that year with and through Jeff's journey. So I'd like to just point out three episodes during that year that really led to my spiritual awakening. The first was when the cancer came back after the remission. So we're into December of 03, after a lot of tough times with the chemo and a lot of bad news. One evening in the middle of the night, Jeff sort of woke up and had this vision that he shared with us, shared with Janet and I. And the vision was he was in heaven. He saw heaven. He was there. He described it in detail. Everything was green and beautiful and lush, and his big screen TV was there where he could watch sports and all the things that were important to him. And the most important thing, he said, everybody was there. Everybody loves me. And this is a time where didn't have a lot of family and friends that we knew of that had passed before him. But it was his vivid description. And he said, I'm not afraid to die. I'm afraid to live. So this detailed description, the very next day, Christmas Day, docs pulled us aside and said pretty much there wasn't anything left to do. And better have fun for the next few months. So that was the first episode of just this personal experience through Jeff of heaven is real. And then a couple months later, in January, February, we're sitting at home, and Jeff is busily scribbling away on his drawing pad, and he was also a gifted artist. and handed, ripped off a paper and handed it to us. It was the cross. It was Jesus crucified. And on it, he said, "Mom and Dad love you forever." Mm. So he didn't leave us a note. He didn't have his last wishes. He chose to draw this crucifixion. Now, you also have to understand, Jeff was not necessarily a religious child. But this, he was just filled with the Holy Spirit that just came upon him. And just the love, just God's grace was just surrounded him and enveloped all of us on that journey.
So did the peace of God start to sort of be introduced to you at that point when Jeffrey's talking about heaven and he draws this beautiful drawing of the crucifixion, which is no greater example of love? Did that start to come to your heart? Did you start to feel a peace about things?
Oh, absolutely. That was at the point where, to me, there was no question where we're going, where is home, what God's love, and the Holy Spirit is with us at all times. Mm. And we're not in control.
Right.
God's in control. Right. Not our will, it's God's will.
Right.
So, yeah, those are really starting to stick with me. And then the last moment was the day of his death, that everybody was there, his family and friends and priests and docs and everybody surrounding. And at that last moment, in his last breath, we felt the electricity and just raising his arm, and we felt the presence of Jesus Christ in that room to meet Jeffrey.
Mm. So you really know when the Bible says God reaches out and says, "I will never leave you or forsake you." You've really had a firsthand experience of that.
Yeah, I call it witness. I was a witness through Jeff's experience that has become a part of me. So I view that was my conversion and also call to a different life. And a life that you just can't turn back, and realized again that we're all going home. So I'd like to point out just a verse from Wisdom 4. "But for the righteous, though they die early, will be at rest. For old age is not honored for length of time or measured by number of years, but understanding is gray hair for everyone, and a blameless life is ripe old age." And that's sort of what it's not about how long we're here. We're here on our temporary journey, and we know where home is. And I know that Jeff is home, and I know that's where I will go to reunite with him and all of those communion of saints and friends and family that have gone before. And I'd say that I've come to a place where I really believe this line that I attribute to St. Augustine, that faith is believing in advance what will only make sense in reverse. Mm. Something I could never understand before, never wanted to, but yes. now I got it. That's true faith.
Yes.
Is just putting it out there for God.
Let me ask you, Lou, because we have a lot of listeners who maybe going through some challenging times in their life. They might be brokenhearted about a loss or an illness that they're experiencing, or a relative is experiencing an illness. What would you say to them about faith? People that are going through these challenges, how important has the faith been during your journey with Jeffrey?
I'd say that's what got me through. So if you can think about as a parent, what's the absolute worst thing that you could ever imagine? Losing a child. So the way I look at it is, if I didn't have faith, I would have nothing. Nothing. So I cling on. I did cling on, and it's now in my fabric. So what I would say is be open to the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And and stay with the Word and read Scripture.
Yes.
That was a time that I started reading Scripture, and I read Scripture daily now, pray daily. So I never prayed so hard in my life during that year,
mm-hmm.
but that discipline of prayer has stayed with me.
It's carried over. Yes.
It's carried over.
Yeah, and it's you can just tell it's strengthened you and your faith. Somebody said recently to me that faith is like a muscle, that you have to really use it, and as you use it, you strengthen your faith. And it's these times where, you know, you've walked through some really difficult times, but your faith was there and your faith grew, and now, you know, as you proceed with your life, you keep the same disciplines as you mentioned, staying connected in God's Word, and it, you know, your faith will get stronger.
Absolutely. That's what I do every day. So every day I wake up and I either read Scripture or read meditations. In the middle of the day, I read meditations. At the end of the day, I read Scripture, and that is a critical part of it. So I clearly feel I've been sort of reborn, if you will, in Christ. And let me just end with a passage from 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, and the new has come, and I'm a new person because of it. So thank you.
Well, Lou, you are an inspiration and a great friend, and it's been an honor to walk beside you all these years. Thanks for being on the show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Lou's lovely wife, Janet Santini, and we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on in honor of Jeffrey since his passing. But Lou, thank you very much, and this is Everyday Faith. Please stay with us.
What's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Nelson County Relay for Life 5K Run Walk will be on April 19th at 8:30 in the morning at the Nelson County High School. The Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau is sponsoring a photography contest designed to find the most captivating pictures of Charlottesville and Albemarle County. Deadline is April 20th. Spring for the Arts, an annual celebration to support the Piedmont Council for the Arts, will be on April 23rd from 5:30 until 8 p.m. at City Space on 5th Street Northeast in Charlottesville. And Fluvanna County is hosting an Earth Day event on April 26th from 10 a.m. until 2 in the afternoon in Pleasant Grove Park in Palmyra. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
Did you know that two-thirds of Americans have library cards? So what's stopping you? Drop by your local library today and get a library card. It'll be the smartest card in your wallet. A message from the American Library Association's Campaign for America's Libraries.
For more information, visit the Jefferson Madison Regional Library on East Market Street in Charlottesville, or go to jmrl.org, jmrl.org, or call 979-7151, 979-7151.
Hi, I'm Bill Howard, and 20 years ago, after my father died from Alzheimer's disease, I started a golf tournament to benefit the Alzheimer's Association. The 16th annual Bill Howard Golf Tournament is May 1st at Birdwood, and the Derby Party and Silent Auction featuring Big Ray and the Cool Cats is May 2nd at the Omni Hotel. We've raised close to $1 million for the Alzheimer's Association to provide the programs and services families need when a loved one is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Call 973-6122 to take part in this Charlottesville tradition.
And in your hour of desperation, no, you're not the only one.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us now on the show, we have Lou Santini's lovely wife, Janet. Janet, thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome, Jeff.
You know, we go back a good number of years. I do have to sort of set the table on this, as we ended up, well, we started out as next-door neighbors in Forest Lakes once upon a time. That was actually before we had kids in the Gaffney household, and now, as you know, we have one in college and two, or three soon that'll be on their way. And I'll always be grateful to you because we have twin boys, and when we lived next door to you, when the twins were 8 months old, trying to change diapers on 8 month old twins is a challenge. Two at the same time, because if you move, they're gone. And you came over in a very challenging time for my wife Mo and I. And gosh, you showed us how to do it. It was no problem for you. And I had to use some of your maneuvers for kind of the rest.
Put one leg over the other.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of had to pin them down a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Mm-hmm. But I remember that.
So, you know, I got to watch Jeffrey as your son as a young man. And the other thing, I'm an old soccer player, and I got to watch Jeffrey play soccer. And there was no question in mind that he was a college level soccer player, and as I mentioned, very, very bright young man. And then, you know, then darn it, cancer comes into the picture. But one other thing I want to mention is that while you're in the hospital, as God would have it, you're in the hospital with Jeffrey, my wife is spending all her time in the hospital at the same time with her father, who had prostate cancer and ended up passing away a little bit before Jeffrey. But you two were, your journey sort of converged in the hospital, and I'm told many times about the prayer sessions that you two wonderful women had. But could you tell us how your faith has been impacted by your journey with Jeffrey?
Well, I think my faith, while always there and having that little seed that we talk about, certainly during Jeff's diagnosis and then afterward, especially afterward, I think I've learned so much about myself and about the fact that we aren't in control, but there's somebody that else that's in control. And to me, Jeffrey, we spent so much time together in the hospital, and Jeff was, while a wonderful young man, he was a typical teenager, and he was not happy being there. And he asked me many times, why is this happening? You know, what did I do? You know, what happened that God did this to me? And so we had a lot of conversation about that, about the understanding that maybe it wasn't God doing it to you, but it was the environment that maybe sometimes cancer comes with. And Jeff, I think he kind of came to a great understanding of the idea that there was so much more to life than this physical life. And he helped all of us. He helped me tremendously. He showed me what love was all about. Upon his diagnosis, I remember gathering all the children in our bedroom, and we told them, we're going to do three things, and we're going to do them really well. And I said, first, your dad and I are going to continue to love each other no matter what. You may hear some arguments from time to time, but we're going to love each other. Number two, we're going to do everything we can for Jeff. We're going to take, you know, go to the ends of the earth for whatever we can do for you, and we want you to know that, Jeff. And then finally, for all of you, we're going to do something. We're going to love each other more than we've ever loved anybody before. And I think it was that love that really has bolstered my faith, and that understanding of loving one another as I have loved you kind of has been the last 10 years of my life more so than anything.
Mm. You know, your husband, when he was on just a moment ago, talked about, and it's hard for our listeners to understand how cancer can be both the worst of times and sometimes the best of times, but my wife and I experienced that as well with her father, and he passed away from prostate cancer. And the last we had 3 years, and we knew that we didn't have a long time. As a result of that, we appreciated, there was an appreciation of every day. And Mr. Kessler, Frank Kessler and I, this relationship grew out of a sense of urgency mm-hmm. because, you know, mm-hmm. you just didn't know if you had another day. And so every day was so precious. And that's where the fruit of the kind of the best of times was. You had an appreciation. I'm sure you guys experienced that too.
Well, we did. And actually, my husband stole my line, which is, I said, we did a lot of things during that, what I always call the best, worst year of my life. Mm. And as I just mentioned, we loved. We also found out the importance of prayer. I remember one night in the hospital, it was during March Madness, and it was 2004, so it would have been only a few weeks before Jeff's death. And things were going downhill pretty rapidly, and he hadn't been awake for a long time. And so Lou and I decided to stay in the hospital that night together. And when he woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning, he looked at us, and he said, "Why are you both here?" And quick thinking, we wanted to watch March Madness together. And Jeff said, "Oh." And he said, "Do you mind if I read for a little bit?" And I said, "No." And then I remember the glow of the light over that hospital bed when he said, "But first, could we pray?"
Mm-hmm.
And he loved the Our Father.
Mm.
And so I remember being on the one side, and Lou was on the other side, and the three of us held hands. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, we said that Our Father. And that was a very poignant moment, and, you know, of understanding for us that he didn't like what was about to happen, but he accepted it,
mm-hmm.
and as we did as well, as hard as that was to accept.
Jeffrey, even after he passed away, his life had a tremendous impact on a lot of people. My son Drew, just 2 weeks ago, got up to run a race for the autism 5K, and he put on his Jeffrey's Runners shirt. So I know there's a lot of us that have run the 10-miler. Can you tell us about Jeffrey's gifts and some of the other things that you're involved in honor of your son?
Well, sure. About maybe 2 months before Jeffrey's death, he came to me and he said, well, actually, it was with your wife, now that I think about it. We were sitting at a local restaurant, and he said, "You know, I've been so lucky." He said, "Could I give presents to other kids?" And I said, "Well, sure." And your wife and I went back and forth on all the things that we could put in a bag. And then he told your wife, "But I don't want you to put any of that women's clothing in there." And she said, "Fine." So he actually went downstairs to a box called Grandparents' Toys that Lou and I had saved for our grandchildren, their favorite little toys. And he put together a bag of goodies for a five-year-old fellow cancer patient in the hospital. And he walked up to the hospital, and everybody was a little concerned because why would he, you know, be back at the hospital? And he said, "Well, I wanted to give this to Ryan." And after that, we didn't have any more time. So after his death, our friend said, "You need to do what he wanted you to do." So we started Jeffrey's Gifts, and Jeffrey's Gifts gives presents to every pediatric cancer patient and their family, and not just any little present, but big electronic gifts, because Jeffrey was an electronics freak. So we do iPads now. We do iTouches. We do PlayStations, Xboxes. You kind of name it. We've done swing sets. We've done car detailing for a 16-year-old. And at the last count, we've done 525 presents in the last 10 years.
Wow.
And that's been a wonderful thing. First for Jeffrey. Then it was a little bit about our community. And then more importantly, it became about all those other kids and families who have cancer, and we know that bringing that little bit of a smile to somebody's face makes a whole huge difference.
Janet Santini, it's an amazing story, and you have two other wonderful children,
mm-hmm.
Greg and Jenna, and it was wonderful being at Jenna's wedding, and so I will just say as a friend, the Bible says in Romans chapter 12 to rejoice when they rejoice and mourn when they mourn, and it's been an honor to be with you during the good times and the struggles. Thank you so much for being on this show.
You're welcome, Jeff.
You and your husband are just a tremendous inspiration, and we'll have to get you back because I have a lot more questions, but thank you so much. This is Everyday Faith. Enjoy your Sunday. We'll see you all next week.